are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Steve Malanga, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. He's also a senior editor for the Manhattan Institute's City Journal. Over the past few weeks, Steve has been looking at the impact of the debated stimulus bill on the welfare program in this country and how passage could actually roll back some of the effective reforms we've seen in recent years. And Steve, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Again, we've talked about other issues on this show already that haven't been talked about because most of the focus is on tax cuts and potential job creation and the total tab of this stimulus package. But what have you been looking for specifically on how this package might impact the welfare system?
Well, in its provisions to aid the states, so one of the things that the federal government is doing is boosting the amount of block grant money that it's going to give to the states for welfare, and also, in a way, doing it in a way that essentially rewards states if their welfare rolls edge up. Now, the problem with this is a kind of a perverse incentive. A lot of the problem with welfare has not been a problem of sort of the economic need in America. It's been rather that our welfare system, as it was designed for since the 1960s, didn't actually encourage people to get off welfare and go work until we changed the laws in 1996. Now there's a sense that that the administration, and I think more importantly, probably people who control Congress, feel that we need to roll back some of those reforms, and in giving the states more money, it's essentially going to be rewarding states that don't move people from welfare to work, but allow the welfare rolls to start rising again, and that's a kind of perverse incentive.
Steve, how does it do that? How does it give states incentive to add to the rolls? What's in it?
Well, here's the thing, is there's additional funding. The states have been getting block grants from the federal government that haven't changed, and the reason they haven't changed is because the federal government has said, you know, welfare is supposed to be temporary, your welfare roll shouldn't be going up or down. As people go on welfare, you should, you know, enroll them on welfare, but then help them, move them somewhere else eventually, either into a job, and that's the goal, or if they can't work, of course, onto something like federal disability. This new program says, we understand that it's okay if your welfare rolls go up during tough times. We're going to give you more money if your welfare rolls do go up. So that's why it's a sort of a perverse incentive, in a way. The truth of the matter is that that the states which administer welfare really had to be pushed in 1996 when welfare reform was passed, because it's easier for states simply to enroll people and take money from the federal government and use that money to pay people to stay on welfare, as opposed to creating a whole system where they have to move people from welfare to work.
What are we seeing in terms of the impact of the most recent welfare reform policies? You mentioned 1996. There's been a lot of debate since then on how to either continue, extend, or perhaps reform even a little bit more. What has been the impact, say, over the past several years?
Yeah, in 2005, welfare reform was reauthorized, and when it was reauthorized, the federal government had tightened up some of its regulations. It essentially said that, you know, you have to do a better job of moving people from welfare to work. A bunch of states which were doing a sort of, lagging, were forced to change a lot of their requirements. They started emulating some of the better programs in other states around the country. And as a result of that, the proportion of people on welfare who are in programs moving to work has really gone up to about 50%, which is a very high number, the highest it's been in a long time. So it seems like what we're doing is since 2005, is we're moving a whole new generation of people from welfare to work, and specifically what we're doing is we've prompted states and programs that weren't doing a very good job to look at other places and to emulate the best practices. So there's been some progress.
The last 30 seconds here with Steve Malanga of the Manhattan Institute. And Steve, we know that there's been a compromise deal struck here, so the bill's not likely to change from its present format, but what would be some smart ways to tweak the current legislation to make sure that expanding welfare rolls wasn't being encouraged?
State budgets are being squeezed at this time, and it is possible that their administrative efforts and their welfare programs would be squeezed by this. So I would send the money to the welfare to work programs and help states support this, rather than just have sort of open-ended grants to pay for more people to remain on welfare.
Another important issue to keep an eye on as this debate continues. Steve, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Steve Malanga is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a senior editor for the Institute's City Journal. That concludes this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And reminder to catch the best of Dateline Washington on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.